Pop Health Podcast is a public service of 24-Hour Home Care. Pop Health Podcast is really excited to be at the Case Management Society of America's 2016 conference here in Long Beach, California. This is their national conference with folks from all over the United States and even internationally. We have folks from military that are overseas, other countries, individuals representing other countries as well. So really excited. Today we'll hear be collecting some sound bites from different folks and put it all together for a nice compilation where case managers, social workers, and other folks that interact in care transitions will be sharing a little bit about the conference here in 2016 in Long Beach, California. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
All right, I'm sitting here with Ellen Aliberti, who's here in Long Beach from Las Vegas. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Oh, welcome.
Vegas, baby.
And you're part of the CMSA chapter in Las Vegas. You gave me one of the chips that you use that kind of denotes your chapter. How long have you been a part of that chapter there?
I've been a part of the chapter since inception. We started and affiliated with CMSA in 2006.
Yeah, you said that everybody here knows you as Ellen. There's a rather important distinction on that you were telling me off mic. This is the 26th year of CMSA, and how many years have you attended?
I have been, Zach, to 25 out of the 26 CMSA conferences.
That is really incredible. And as someone who has seen the progression of it, how has it changed from early on?
Oh, it's changed dramatically. Basically, the topics have changed dramatically from inception. It was all about focusing on cost because that's what we were doing as a healthcare industry. And now we have moved to focus on quality and value-based healthcare delivery. So
Right. It's
been huge. I'm also noticing in the last couple years some young case managers coming into the fold, and God knows we need them because the average age of case managers is going up and up.
Sure, sure. As the conference wraps up, what's maybe one big thing that you'll take away from this year's conference, something that you learned or from a speaker or something like that?
The most thing I'm going to take away is that Kathy Frazier, our president of CMSA, is about the people, is about the chapters and the members, and she has really elevated that importance in this organization.
Oh, well, that's really wonderful. Thank you for sitting down with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
So having a great conversation with Marie Joy Fernandez with the U.S. Army based in Texas, and I'm alongside my colleague and co-host Zach Morgan.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Marie Joy, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So is this your first CMSA conference?
Correct, yes.
Fantastic. What did you hope to learn or take from this conference this week?
Well, actually, it's to be able to bring back to, because I'm a nurse case manager supervisor, and what are the different tools, technologies that I can bring back to the GS, means, you know, GS are civilians and military nurse case managers, and be able to just networking.
Okay, good. And with the few days that you've been here, what would you say is one of your biggest takeaways so far, or maybe something you're looking forward to in the next couple of days?
Well, actually, it's today.
Okay.
It's, you know, the expo.
Yeah.
You have different types of, you know, they have different presentation, especially the poster presentations. I like that.
Okay. Very good. Well, I know Zach and I have enjoyed being here. And
yes, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thanks,
Mary. You're welcome.
All right, take care, and thank you so much for serving our country.
Oh, you're welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So I have Rosemary Zawiya, who is the current, former, or the immediate past
president. Immediate past president, yeah.
Thank you, Rosemary. Why don't you tell me what your title is? You know it better than I do. Okay, I'm going to try. You are the immediate past president of the Case Management Society of New England, and you also represent Brigham and Williams.
No, Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Brigham and Women's, forgive me.
I don't represent, I work there.
You work there, I apologize. She's employed there, I should say. And you are all the way out here from the New England area, and you have heard of the New England Revolution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love soccer, and I love their, I haven't been but to one game. I've been to one of their games, and my daughter and son love soccer.
Okay, great. I'm a big fan. Well, you mentioned Portuguese.
I'm 100% Portuguese. I speak five languages.
What do you think of Cristiano Ronaldo? Do you know who he is?
Phenomenal.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk more about case management. So tell me, how many times have you been to a CMSA national conference?
More than 10.
More than 10.
I've been
10.
Coming since 1992 when I started as being a case manager.
Wow, and CMSA
Opryland.
Started...
Opryland. Remember back at Opryland in Nashville, Tennessee?
Yeah, and CMSA started, I believe, in 1990? So, wow, you were there almost at the very beginning, which is pretty neat.
When I could go. Yep.
Okay. Tell me very briefly about what brings you here and what you're hoping to take back to your chapter.
I have an amazing manager back at Brigham and Women's Hospital who's always motivated us to take our work and put it on a poster and get out there and spread what we do and share our knowledge and educate others on how they can be a better case manager and to share our skills.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm here.
Okay, very good. And what's been your favorite part so far in the first few days?
Meeting the dynamic vendors here in the exhibitor hall and just the dynamic keynote speakers and just networking.
Got it. Quick question for you. I'm putting you on the spot. What makes the difference between a vendor and a partner?
They're all partners and they're all my customers, and I can't do my job without them.
Awesome. Well said. Thanks so much, Rosemary. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, I'm joined now by Maggie Cole, who's also joining us from the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome. Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Thank you very much.
And so you are the manager of the case management department at Cleveland Clinic, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So one big theme that I've noticed as I've been talking with people throughout the conference is the changing dynamic of healthcare and the Affordable Care Act and how the role of case managers is changing and from day to day. Do you mind telling me a little bit about either some new challenges or new directions that your team is facing at Cleveland Clinic?
Well, our patients are very complex, and the patients have been becoming more complex in even the last 5 years. So those are challenges of how can we optimize these patients into transitioning them to different environments of not just the standard SNF or LTAC. So we have to really think and work with the patients of what's going to be best for them.
Yeah, and in your role leading your team and you know, in even just your team's day-to-day role as case managers, how does an organization like CMSA help you in with those ongoing challenges or education part?
CMSA helps us with the professional practice standards of case management. And we bring that back to our team to integrate that into practice.
Yeah.
And the new things that are coming down the road, and so we can better prepare our teams to shift for the challenges in healthcare.
Absolutely. Well, I understand this is not your first conference, correct? You attended in Cleveland?
Yes, I did.
Congratulations on the recent Cavs victory as well.
Yes, we're very excited.
Yes,
it's a long time coming, 52 years.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of the victory parade, and it seemed like just about everybody was out there.
Yes.
So it's very exciting. Well, thank you again for sitting down with me, and safe travels.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, welcome back. I am sitting with Deborah Gutteridge. Welcome. Thank you for sitting
Thank
with
you.
Me. Deborah is one of the three-year directors on the board of directors for CMSA. We are sitting in the middle of an enormous expo hall at the 2016 CMSA conference. So what has your role been with the board of directors for CMSA?
Well, I am currently in my second year of a three-year term, and I'm one of two three-year directors. We try and have two 1-year directors, two 2-year directors, and two 3-year directors, and they rotate off the boards at different times. And that allows us to have continuity on our board of directors for historical purposes, and that way you have people familiar with the activities of the board and can continue on to the next year.
Absolutely. And where are you from?
I'm actually from Kansas City, Missouri.
Ah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to Long Beach.
Thank you.
In the hottest part of the month so
well,
far.
Well, you don't have the humidity here, so that's fantastic.
That is true. So you've been a part of the conference. We were talking a little bit before for
19 years.
Yes. So has it grown? Have you seen it evolve over the years?
Oh, yes. Quite a bit. In fact, this year, the CMSA exceeded all of its expectations in terms of number of attendees and number of exhibitors and number of sponsors. We have just under 2,000 people here.
That is fantastic. Now, I know as part of the conference, your goal is to have your members be able to take as much as possible from it. Has anything stood out to you so far at the conference?
A lot of the attendees are really complimenting about the number of CE credits they're able to gain. And they need those continuing education credits to maintain their licensure, to maintain various certifications. And, you know, things start early in the morning at 7:30 and they'll go till about 9 o'clock at night.
Yes, which for case managers is probably more of a normal schedule as it is.
Yes.
You had mentioned one speaker in particular. Would you mind elaborating?
Yes, Valerie Burton. She's an award-winning author, has been on several different TV programs such as CNN, Headline News. She presented this morning on coaching and how to be resilient in our careers, being able to serve the patients that we serve and to help them through their challenges. And it was very, very inspiring. Lots of folks lined up afterwards to have their picture taken with her, and her books are online, and she has podcasts as well.
Excellent.
But she was very, very uplifting and very inspiring.
Fantastic. Just another benefit of the CMSA conference. Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right. All right. I am sitting down with Karen Hooven, who is joining me. This is maybe your 10th conference or so at CMSA?
That's correct.
Oh, fantastic. And what brings you to the conference every year?
Well, I really enjoy the networking and all the new information that comes out, because I find that CMSA will bring items or new ideas to the forefront before they're out in the community.
Sure. Like what kind of things?
One thing is around the area of public policy. They keep us so well updated what's going on in Congress and Senate and how involved we need to be so that we can take care of, like, multi-licensure across the states, which is a huge issue for the nurses.
Right, right. And especially with how much the healthcare industry in general is changing all the time, it's really nice to have not only the advocacy part, but also the education part that goes along with
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And so at this year's conference, because it's wrapping up today, what would you say has been a big takeaway for you from the conference?
Actually, there are so many items, but I really think it hit home about the public policy.
Yeah.
And we're very, very close. Sherry Latimer has been working tirelessly for us. And we're very, very close to having some bills signed and moved along.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me, and
All
safe
right.
travels.
Thank you.
All right. All right, we're back. This is Zach Morgan again at CMSA 2016. I'm sitting here with Deanna Gillingham. Welcome. Thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you, Zach.
So Deanna is a case manager who has recently spent her time helping other case managers pass the CCM exam. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Do you mind telling me a little bit about that?
Sure. A couple years ago, I had to take the CCM exam, and as I was searching for some study materials and just going through the study process, it was a very long and arduous process, and I decided that other people shouldn't have to spend so much time and out of their life to go ahead and study for the exam. So I put a lot of my notes on a website, which is actually casemanagementstudyguide.com, and from there people were finding the information helpful and useful, and eventually I wrote a book, which is CCM Certification Made Easy, to help other case managers to pass the CCM exam.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're glad to have you. Thank you for joining us. Is this your first CMSA conference?
Yes, it is.
And what have you thought so far?
I love it. Met a lot of great case managers, got to meet a lot of people, got to find out what's going on in the case management arena, and just find out all the new things that are up and coming.
Yeah, and what did you come to the conference with looking for, hoping to get out of it this year?
I wanted to learn what us case managers need to do our job well, and I'm definitely finding that information here.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. Well, thanks again for sitting down with us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
So Lori Womack has stopped by, and Lori represents Veterans Healthcare Administration out of Long Beach. Welcome, Lori.
Hi, thank you.
Lori, tell me what brings you here to the CMSA event in the long haul for you here in Long Beach.
what brought me here is my car, but actually it was a real opportunity that was given to me. I just got certified case management recently, and my supervisor wanted me to come and go to the conference, and I was very excited to do that because anything that I can do to do my job better is, you know, an advantage to my veterans and me and the VA.
Excellent. Tell me about the patient population that you serve specifically.
My patients are homeless veterans who are either on the street or in transitional housing or in shelters. And I get them what's called a HUD-VASH voucher and help them find a place to live. And then I'm a psych nurse, so I watch over them and get them hooked up with any kind of resources they need. And I help them until as long as they need me. And then when they are ready to fly free, I let them free.
Ah, very good, Lori. Well, you have you're doing some great work in the community. I know a lot of veterans can utilize your support. So are you commuting to the conference, or are you actually staying overnight here?
No, I just live like 20 minutes from here, Orange.
Okay, nice. So, Lori, I know a lot of folks are East Coast from all over the place here. So, Lori will be a commuter, which I think for a national event, that's pretty neat. So, thanks for stopping by, Lori. Really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All righty, and welcome back. This is your co-host, Zach. I am sitting with Rebecca Perez, who is the secretary for the board of directors for CMSA. Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
It's been a wonderful conference so far. How long have you been a part of the CMSA organization?
Since 1997.
Ah, excellent. And how many of these conferences have you either attended or
probably not missed more than two or three since 1997.
Wow, that is really something. And it's a huge attendance this year, somewhere around 2,000 attendees.
It's great. It's great. The whole atmosphere is just incredibly positive. We have a significant number of newcomers, which was really fun. We had a reception for them the other night, so it was really fun to see all these brand new faces come to the conference for the first time.
Excellent. So will you tell me a little bit about your role with CMSA?
Sure. As secretary, obviously it's, you know, my job to make sure that everything gets recorded and saved for the record. But all of us that are on the board of directors serve to help promote case management as a profession. And also to serve our membership in the best way, support our chapters. So it's not just a board position, it's a commitment to the entire organization.
Yeah, and as you're planning and being involved with these big national conferences, what do you hope that your members can take from it?
Well, we hope that they're going to learn, you know, be able to access new resources that perhaps they haven't had access to, that there's new knowledge that they can take home and put into practice to better serve their membership, their patients, their clients, you know, and just for them to come and have a positive experience. You know, to see smiles all over the place is really pretty awesome.
Yeah, and there are a lot of smiling people. You and I were talking off mic just a little bit ago that the reaction has been very, very positive.
It absolutely has.
So has anything stood out to you so far at the conference?
Well, I actually facilitated what was just supposed to be a networking session yesterday for case care managers that work in the insurance industry and or managed care. And I was expecting maybe a couple of hundred people for this networking session. There was no formal, you know, presentation. It was just, we were going to talk about some pain points maybe, and maybe some problems, and then try to collaborate together and problem solve. There were probably over 1,200 people in the room.
Wow.
But at the same time, the participation was awesome. So many people stood up and said, I am dealing with this. Three or four would come back up and say, we've dealt with the same thing. Here's what we're doing. So I really believe that people took away some good tools and good ideas from that, just that little networking session.
Yeah, the collaboration and education has obviously been a huge part and impact on people.
Absolutely.
So, thank you so much for sitting down with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank
All right.
you.
Bye. All right, welcome back to the third day of exhibiting at CMSA 2016 in Long Beach. I am sitting here with Janet Coulter. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Janet is one of the directors for the board of directors for CMSA, visiting California from Ohio, correct?
Correct.
Oh, excellent. Now, off mic, we were talking, you've been coming to CMSA for quite a number of years now.
It's been 10 years.
Oh, great. And how have you seen the conference grow or expand or offer different things for the attendees?
You know, I think the biggest thing is the variety in the presentations and the variety of exhibitors that we have here, because it reaches every aspect of case management.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I have particularly noticed as well. In fact, you work in workers' comp case management, is that correct?
Yes.
Will you tell us a little bit about that?
There have been several really good presentations on workers' compensation, and it just gives you a different angle on how to look at things and how to help your injured workers to get better and get back to work.
And that really speaks to the diverse membership that your organization has as well, that different case managers are covered and helped in that way, right?
Correct. And actually, from Cincinnati, we've got a delegation that does workers' comp. We also have a delegation from Children's Hospital, so that the pediatric population is exposed, and also the MCOs and commercial insurance. So we have a wide variety of people in our organization, and they're all here to be represented.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. And kind of as a last thing, what do you hope that people have taken from this conference this week?
I hope they've taken that as a case manager, they are empowered, that they can make a difference, and that we really, really need to be active politically and to take good care of our members or patients.
Excellent message. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Thank you.
All right. All right, I'm here with Hussein Tahan. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Who is visiting the conference this week in Long Beach from the Washington, D.C. area. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Welcome. Thank you for sitting down with me.
Thank you, Zach.
So Hussein is a special guest because he actually received the Lifetime Achievement Award at this year's conference. Is that correct?
Yes. What an honor it was.
Perfect. So will you just go ahead and tell me a little bit about your lifetime achievements?
Yeah, I was recognized for my contribution to the profession of case management, particularly about what I've been doing, which is primarily around the development of the knowledge and competencies necessary for successful practice, effective practice in case management. So most of my work has been innovative in nature and different. It's really delving specifically into what nurses need to know or case managers need to know and have to be able to provide safe quality care. And, you know, the recognition really reflects what I've done in my career or in my case management practice for the past little over 20 years.
So in your education of case managers, what's one of the main things that you try to send them home with or piece of knowledge that you try to leave them with?
Yeah, I really focus on you got to understand the knowledge, have a wide knowledge of the practice and competencies to then be able to perform effectively. It can't be something just learn it by trial and error or learn it on the job. You gotta really equip yourself with a foundational knowledge that make you ready to face whatever circumstances you're facing with the patients you serve.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, hey, thank you so much for sitting down with me and congratulations again on your recognition.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Zach. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, we're back. This is Zach Morgan again at CMSA 2016. I'm sitting here with Deanna Gillingham. Welcome. Thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you, Zach.
So Deanna is a case manager who has recently spent her time helping other case managers pass the CCM exam. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Do you mind telling me a little bit about that?
Sure. A couple years ago, I had to take the CCM exam, and as I was searching for some study materials and just going through the study process, it was a very long and arduous process, and I decided that other people shouldn't have to spend so much time and out of their life to go ahead and study for the exam. So I put a lot of my notes on a website, which is actually casemanagementstudyguide.com, and from there people were finding the information helpful and useful, and eventually I wrote a book, which is CCM Certification Made Easy, to help other case managers to pass the CCM exam.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're glad to have you. Thank you for joining us. Is this your first CMSA conference?
Yes, it is.
And what have you thought so far?
I love it. Met a lot of great case managers, got to meet a lot of people, got to find out what's going on in the case management arena, and just find out all the new things that are up and coming.
Yeah, and what did you come to the conference with looking for, hoping to get out of it this year?
I wanted to learn what us case managers need to do our job well, and I'm definitely finding that information here.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear it. Well, thanks again for sitting down with us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
All right, I'm sitting down with Jody Luttrell, who has joined us from Baltimore, Maryland, here in Long Beach. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's very nice to have you. Thank you for sitting down with us. First of all, what is your role with CMSA?
I am a new board member. I am the president of the president's representative to the board.
Excellent. And what about in your day-to-day job? What kind of case management do you do?
I'm the director of case management of a department at the Kennedy Krieger Institute in Baltimore. We do pediatric rehab.
Oh, fantastic. Well, this is not your first national conference for CMSA, as I understand. Is that correct?
The CMSA has been around for 26 years, mm-hmm. and I've probably been here for about 10 of them.
Oh, that's fantastic. Off mic, you had mentioned a particular session yesterday that you attended that you really were able to take some things from. Do you mind elaborating a little bit for me?
Oh, sure. I think the Valerie Burton session, she is phenomenal. Just a wonderful life coach, and taught us so much, even in an hour, that you just left inspired to run back to work and be a great person.
Right. And from the conference as a whole, as a new board member, what do you hope that members can take away from this as they go back into their jobs?
Again, I think just being inspired to go back and take back the message of being a professional case manager, plus hopefully you've made a lot of networking connections. Make sure you talk to people. You never know who you're going to be sitting next to. All of a sudden, I met somebody in a session, and turned out we do the same exact job, and she lives in Cleveland. So
yeah.
It's really exciting.
Right, absolutely. With about 2,000 attendees, it's quite a diverse group of people. So
for sure, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me. I hope you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.
Just had the opportunity to meet and discuss some things on the care transition side with Mary Griffin. Mary is the Executive Vice President of Care Maestro. Mary, can you tell the audience just briefly, what is Care Maestro?
Well, Care Maestro is a company that provides follow-up care to patients post-discharge. So we have registered nurses and technology that we combine and follow them over the next 30 to 60 days to help prevent readmissions and emergency room visits.
Okay, great. So what brings you to the CMSA event today, Mary?
Well, we're an exhibitor here, and we're very excited about meeting the case managers from all over the country and learning more about transitional care, but also ways that we can help patients in improving their outcome and really trying to reduce the cost of those unnecessary readmissions and emergency room visits.
Great, Mary, and I see you're up in Concord, California, so you flew in for the event yesterday or the day before, or drive?
We actually drove up,
it was a
nice long drive on Highway 5 until we hit the Grapevine, then we hit a lot of traffic, but no, it was a beautiful day, and so we're lucky to be here.
Very good. Well, Mary and I were chatting briefly before this recording, and I was actually just up in the Walnut Creek Concord area yesterday for a day trip for a meeting. So small world there, Mary, and I know we're going to chat afterwards too. Seems like there's some collaborative opportunities. Mary, best wishes at the event. And actually, really quickly, is this your first CMSA event, or have you been here before?
It's actually our first event here, so we're really excited about being here.
Okay, great. Well, Mary, look forward to connecting with you more, and thanks so much for joining the podcast.
Okay, thanks for having us.
All right, welcome back. I'm sitting down with Deb Bellatier. Did I say it correctly?
Yes.
Fantastic. Who is visiting Long Beach this week from Phoenix, Arizona. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for sitting down with me too. So if I understand correctly, you're an outgoing director for the board. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And how long have you been involved in the chapter in Phoenix?
I've been involved in the chapter in Phoenix probably since 2007.
Okay. So in a lot of the conversations that we've had with people this week, they've really expressed how much they're getting from a conference like this. What would you say, or what's something that people might not expect that you can get from membership in CMSA?
There's a lot of things to get from membership in CMSA. One is support, one is resources and stuff. Being a member of CMSA, there's a whole educational library with free CEUs that you don't even have to pay for a CEU to renew your certification. There's also training, there's chapters and socialization, and people, they're doing the same thing you do that you can use as a resource.
Yeah, and with how much the healthcare industry is changing, are members able to stay up on the new regulations and things with the Affordable Care Act through the CMSA?
Yes, they can. We have a whole public policy section for CMSA, and each chapter has liaisons, and we do a day on the Hill, and there's a lot of information on the website that you can find out about the Nurse Act and what bills are going, and we can. There's emails and grassroots, and you can get involved in your community, seeing your senators and congressmen,
sure.
and telling them, you know, you need to vote for this. We're 9 million strong when you take all of us and the people we know to vote on these issues.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Of course. Have enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you.
Denise Wren from New Orleans, Louisiana, has stopped by the podcast table here. It is Wednesday. The day is about to wind down here in the exhibit hall. Denise, thanks so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
So, Denise, you're from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes,
We talked briefly about Drew Brees off the air here, and you had a direct flight here. You've been here for how many days now?
I've been here for 3 days.
Okay. What would you say has been a highlight for you, Denise, so far in those first 3 days?
The first 3 days is actually networking with other nurse case managers, and also the educational offerings at the conference is an enhancement to my independent business.
Okay, so that's right. You're an independent case manager, and you, I guess, contract with different organizations and provide support for them, correct?
Right. We supply support for legal entities, healthcare entities, as well as third-party administrators.
Okay, very good. So you're wearing a lot of different hats, I guess, in your role?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Basically do nurse life care planning as well as case management.
Tell us nurse life care planning. What does that mean?
Nurse life care planning, nurses that take catastrophic cases.
Okay.
Someone that has experienced maybe a limb loss. And we take that person and we create a life care plan for that person.
Okay.
But that will carry him throughout his life. Because most catastrophic injuries will need some type of medical care throughout their lives. And so what we do is we build a plan and create the plan that will follow them throughout life, that will include all the basic necessities that they will need in order to survive.
Okay, very good. And Denise, is this your first CMSA event, or have you been to CMSA events before?
I've been coming to CMSA since 1992.
Oh, wow. So doing the math here, 24 years? Did I get
yes.
that right?
Yes.
Well, and they started in 1990, so wow, you're almost an original.
Yes, I think I was part of the first class, or the first group of people that took the certification for case managers.
Very good. So you must be an expert at this point.
Hopefully I will consider myself an expert.
Very good. Well, appreciate you stopping by, Denise. Enjoy the rest of the conference and safe travels back to New Orleans.
Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm joined now by Barb Mackey-Ziegler. Thank you for joining me and sitting down at the table for a moment. My name is Zach, yeah, and I've been on the floor for the last couple of days here. We're on the last day of the conference, and you're joining us from Ohio, is that correct?
OH.
That's right. Recent Cavs victory.
IO.
Yeah, congratulations. Also, alumni of the Ohio State University, is that correct?
Absolutely. Go right. Bucks.
Yeah, and I know that because everybody that I know from the Ohio State University, they want to make sure that that everybody else knows that it is one of the greatest universities that there is. Is that correct?
It is, and they have the best band in the land.
Yes, they do. A really incredible field and marching band at that university.
Zach, you need to visit Ohio.
You know what? I'll put it on my list of places to go, absolutely.
And we actually had a CMSA conference in Cleveland.
Is that right?
At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2 years ago.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, welcome to Long Beach this year. You told me an interesting story before we started that actually when you came to attend your first conference some years ago, as you were trying to find the funding to come to it, they let you know that you had to get involved in a certain way. Do you mind talking a little bit about that opportunity?
No, I'd be glad to. I wanted to attend my first CMSA conference to gain more educational experiences and opportunities to network. I didn't know how to come up with the funds. And I learned that there were opportunities to present, and I wasn't quite sure how to do that. And again, in our local chapter, we have such wonderful mentors and experienced case managers. Many of them gave me opportunities to learn and create a poster presentation, which helped with the funding to the conference.
Well, and now being in 2016, how have you seen things change in the case management realm, you know, since that first year when you gave that presentation?
The CMSA has continued to grow in many, many ways, and as a member, I have too. I've not only grown in my education, but in my outreach.
Yes, we're on the floor still, so lots happening around us. But
and I'm wondering, are they calling my name?
We'll make sure that
stop the mics.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me, and I hope that you've enjoyed the conference and that you enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you, Zach, and come to Ohio.
I absolutely will. Safe travels back.
Thank you.
All right.
Zach and I had a great time at the 2016 CMSA conference in Long Beach, California. We had folks from all over the country stop by, from the Northeast, the Southwest, Hawaii, and even out of the country swing by. Folks from the military, private institutions, not-for-profit institutions. Just a great experience. We again would like to thank the folks at Case Management Society of America for having us here. Also want to remind the audience, Pop Health Podcast is a not-for-profit public service of 24-hour home care. We do not take any revenue. We do not take advertisers. So if you do like the podcast, please feel free to subscribe on iTunes. Like us there. Like us on Facebook as well. Those downloads do help us bring in guests, some of the best speakers from around the country, around the area in healthcare. So again, thanks so much, everybody, for the downloads, for the listens, and we look forward to the next episode. Take care.